furniture.
Yeah. And things that you would have over your windows to keep out the light. What would you call these things right here?
Curtains.
Okay. Would you ever call them by any other name? Curtains or
shades.
Those things right there, they would also be called shades?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cloth material. Would you ever call something like that drapes?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as a curtain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say that for me?
Drapes.
Okay. What about these things that you can have on rollers and pull them down?
Shade.
Those are shades too. Okay. And these things that are slatted and you can adjust?
Venetian blinds.
Yeah. The thing that covers the whole top part of the house, you would just call that
the roof.
Yeah. Now, right underneath the roof, some people have just space, storage space.
Attic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ever heard that call anything else?
Well, we call it upstairs.
Upstairs, right.
Yeah.
Do you use the attic?
Or? Mm-mm, just store stuffing.
Where I had mine was like in a barn, you know, the place where you keep the hay upstairs.
Loft.
Call that the loft. You ever heard people around here call their attic the loft?
Mm-mm.
And the room that you cook in, you would call that the
kitchen.
Yeah. Around here, have you ever seen any houses where the kitchen was built away from the main part of the house? It was separate. You had to go outside to get
Mm-mm.
the kitchen.
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about a room that might be built right off the kitchen where you could keep extra dishes, canned goods, that kind of thing? Or can you think of a place where you might keep stuff like that? Canned goods or extra dishes? A preserver or something like that?
Cellar or something.
Would keep preserved and sell it. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of a pantry?
Mm-hmm.
Now what exactly is that?
It's a little room. It's got all kind of shelves.
Mm-hmm.
There's shelves all the way around it.
And you call that a
pantry or something?
Okay. Say you have a lot of little worthless things. Maybe like a broken down chair, that kind of thing that you. It's really not any good, but you don't want to get rid of it. You'd say that you've got a lot of old wood around the house.
Junk.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever heard people call it junk plunder?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What would you call a place where you kept, say if a person set aside a room in his house where he kept all of his junk?
Storage room.
Storage room. Okay. This expression, say if every morning if a woman gets up, and she moves around the house, and maybe she dusts a little something here, and she straightens something here, you know, that kind of thing. What would you say she was doing?
Straightening up.
Straightening up? Okay. And say if she had to sweep the floor, what would she use?
A broom.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen one that didn't have a wooden handle, like you see nowadays, but it was made entirely out of some kind of straw? As far as you know, was that called anything different, or was it just a broom?
A broom.
Do you remember what the stuff is made of? What that was called?
Straw.
Just straw? Okay. Say, for example, if I was looking for a broom. There's one right here. So say if this door was long enough and it was open so that I could see the broom and I was looking for it, you tell me that the broom is in relation to the door. It's
behind it.
Okay. What about if your mother as an accumulation of dirty clothes, she would say it's time to do the
wash.
Yeah. Ever heard that called anything else?
Laundry.
Yeah. Same thing?
Yep.
All right. When you say it's time to do the laundry, would that include the ironing?